Burgoyne and his men had made an orderly retreat starting at 11 p.m. By morning, everyone was exhausted, but pushed on for fear that the rebels would encircle them and cut them off.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, a halt was made, at which everyone wondered. General Burgoyne had all the cannon ranged and counted, which worried all of us, as a few more good marches would have placed us in security. My husband was completely exhausted and seated himself during this delay in my calash, where my maidservants were obliged to make room for him, and where he slept nearly 3 hours with his head upon my shoulder.
And then the Indians took off.
On the 9th, we spent the whole day in a pouring rain, ready to march at a moment's warning. The savages had lost their courage, and they were seen in all directions going home. The slightest reverse of fortune discouraged them, especially if there was nothing to plunder.
I read too. Why were they halted?
The Baron has asked the same question.
I asked General Phillips why we did not continue our retreat while there was yet time, as my husband had pledged himself to cover it and bring the army through. Poor woman, answered he. I am amazed at you. Completely wet through, have you still the courage to wish to go further in this weather? Would that you were only our commanding general. He halts because he is tired and intends to spend the night here and give us a supper. In this latter achievement, especially, General Burgoyne was very fond of indulging. He spent half the nights in singing and drinking. He loved champagne.
Wait, what? Burgoyne was drinking champagne while his troops were starving?
Like many aristocrats, Burgoyne enjoyed the finer things in life. While yes, his soldiers were anxious to get moving.
Here again, the discontented part of the army were of opinion that our retreat was not conducted so well as it might have been.
They remained in the area around the Schuyler House through the 10th, 3 days after the battle.
On the 10th, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I drank some tea by way of refreshment. And we now hoped that at last we would again get underway. General Burgoyne, in order to cover our retreat, caused the beautiful houses and mills at Saratoga belonging to General Schuyler to be burnt.
I thought this was a Schuyler house.
The Schuylers controlled much of this area for more than a century. The house that Burgoyne burnt was actually the second Schuyler house. The one you were looking at was constructed immediately after these battles.
So when does Burgoyne make the push back to Fort Edward?
They prepared to march that same day, but soon found out that their retreat had been cut off.
Duh, no surprise there.
About 11 o'clock, intelligence was received that the enemy were surrounding us, on which it was resolved to maintain our post.
Were they trapped right around where we are now?
Yes, and with only a few days of provisions remaining, Burgoyne was in deep.